Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens, who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Alou reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel bunts towards the mound. Sanford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sanford. Clemens goes all the way around to score. Bertel moves to second. It's 4-2 Giants. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum is hit by the pitch. Ron Herbel now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. There goes Landrum. The throw from Haller and Landrum is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Burdette now pitching. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haller is hit by the pitch. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Clemens scores. Bertel moves to second. It's 6-5, Giants. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Bertel moves to third. Peña moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Landrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Bertel scores. Peña scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 7-6, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Bob Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries bunts towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertel moves to third. Peña moves to second. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Landrum is walked intentionally. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lanier moves to second. One out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier moves to third. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.